Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my co-host, Chris Enlighten. Chris, say what's up to the family.
What's up, everybody? Peace and love. What's good? Man. Y'all in for a treat today, family.
So, yes, today's show we are going to be talking about symptoms of a spiritual awakening. But before we get to that, first and foremost, we want to make sure that the family had a beautiful weekend. If you're like us, then you will likely have tomorrow off for the holiday, which is always nice to have an extended weekend. Am I right?
Facts.
We had a ball this weekend so far. We had like some firework incidents happen to us.
I was burned. I'm a sparkler type of guy. I had an incident when I was 13 that I no longer play with fireworks, but somehow I managed to burn myself with some sparklers. So I'm going to leave fireworks alone. It's just not my thing. But I had a ball, though. Yeah, I had a ball. Good food, good fun.
I don't think you're being honest with the family, Chris.
What do you mean, babe?
You said you burnt yourself with some sparklers.
Yeah.
You're making it sound like, you know, you had a sparkler lit and you got burnt some kind of way. But
well, since you put me on blast.
Yeah.
I lit about 50 sparklers at one time.
Yeah.
And it got out of hand.
It did.
And karma came back and got me, so it's all good. I got the message. One at a time, Chris. Thanks, babe.
You got to be honest with family.
Goodness.
Anyway, we want to thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. Last week was our very first show. We couldn't have felt the love any stronger than what we did.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of good feedback. We got a lot of love. We got a lot of support. It was just a good show.
It was an amazing show.
It felt good.
You guys are for a treat. You thought last week was good. This week is just going to blow your socks off.
And it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. Our first show was like our practice show. You know, our first time getting our feet wet. And, you know, we was playing in the kiddie pool, but we ready to move up to at least, what, 3, 4 feet?
4 feet.
4 feet. 4 feet.
4 feet.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It works.
4 feet.
Anyway, let's get to this show. All right, so today, like we said, we're going to be talking about symptoms of a spiritual awakening. So many of us either have gone through this, like, this shift or this change in our lives where you're just seeking out something more than what you've already known. You got questions that you don't have answers to. You're looking for some kind of insight, and you don't know why you're going through this feeling, but for some reason it's just happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just going to be discussing that today. We're going to discuss the symptoms that take place when you're going through this vibrational shift. We're going to talk about, you know, what you can look forward to, what you want to, you know, be prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of ups and downs to, you know, being enlightened. Wouldn't mm-hmm. you agree?
I agree. I mean, I've changed 3 or 4 years. I've really started really tapping in. I mean, what I've come to realize is once your consciousness grows, your interests evolve, your meaning for life changes, and you just notice a newfound inspiration and aspiration to do things. You feel an overwhelming need to change yourself to better figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all spiritual enlightenment is. There's no rules. Everyone's path is different.
Mm-hmm.
You look inside of yourself, and you create your own map. Your children's map is going to be different. But everyone, just stay in your lane and follow your own road. It's okay to hear about and take from other people's adventures or whatever, but just realize that you're going to have your own road to travel, and it's going to be unique from anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So one more thing, family, before we start getting too deep, just want to give out our call-in number. If you would like to call in and ask a question, give a statement, just say, what's up? Our phone number is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line and you just want to say, you know, like, hey or anything like that, you hit 1 to ask a question, and then we'll bring you on.
And we do ask that you say your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, because we want to know, you know, who our family is.
And where they at.
Where you at, you know what I mean?
You know, we ain't a netty, but our spiritual family is deep.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the phone, this could be the future. You know what I mean? It's that deep. Transcends time.
All right. So, Chris, you want to go ahead and get us started out on this?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start it out with the family. One of the first things that happened to me is I felt this feeling of deep change inside. I was on this path just trying to amass as much information as I could about spiritual things because I realized what I was being told wasn't real. It didn't resonate with me. It wasn't for me. So I felt this big, deep feeling of change inside, and I noticed that my thinking had changed. You know, I was always focused on mundane things and then everything changed to like spiritual things. It's like it was. I just had a different insight on life.
I agree with that. You know, it's weird because you don't know why you're going through all these changes. You don't know what led up to it. A lot of people ask, like, how did you get there?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know you were getting there?
What you read?
Yeah. What documentaries you watching? You know, I want to be down with what you're doing. And, you know, it's hard because not everyone has the same path. Like you said, everyone goes through different things. You might find out that, you know, some people need someone to lean on. They need advice to build off of. And some people like to do it the solo route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like to do their own thing and do their own research. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with questioning what you've always believed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with doing, you know, that is a part of the awakening. It's just wanting to know.
Mm-hmm.
This is just this big question, and you got to find the answers out to.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed was a change in my sight. I was seeing movies different. I was seeing reality different. I was seeing people different. I mean, my breathing was different. I was breathing deep. When I meditate, I was focusing on my breathing. And I noticed when I was outside of my meditation, I was breathing deep then. I mean, I was just feeling completely different all around, like I was processing things different. When people were asking me questions, the answers was coming from, I don't know. I was like, dang, that sounds deep. I need to write that down. But I couldn't say it in the moment. I was just like, this is happy as they were. I'm like, man, who's giving me these answers?
And then we walk away like, hey, I knew this.
But it's just a testament to all the work that we've done over the years to gain the information that we have. So everyone's path is different.
Everyone's path.
I'm not going to tell you what to read. You just read what you like to read.
The thing is, when you really tune in to yourself,
mm-hmm.
spirit will tell you where to go and who to find and how to network and all that, you know, good
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know. For me, one of the biggest lessons, though,
mm-hmm.
was recognizing your negative and bad habits.
Mm.
For me, this was a really big wake-up call because, I hate to say it, you know, especially if I got any family online, but, you know, I come from a negative family. You know, they don't always look at the glass as half full, we'll put it that way. And I grew up with that. You know, you pick up what your family, you know, shows you. And I grew up with that. So one of the biggest lessons, one of the biggest things that started happening for me when I got into my awakening was that I wanted to make a change on my negative thinking. I didn't want to always assume that the outcome would be bad. I didn't always want to project something bad happening. So what I would like to do was try to look at things in a different way. You know, it was a really big change for me because
mm-hmm.
I just
mm-hmm.
wasn't used to that. You know, Chris, one of your biggest things was, you know, you wanted to stop cursing.
Yeah, that was one of the things that, you know, that I'm still working on to this day. The environment that I come from, if you were a good cursor, it was like you was a good fighter. You know, where I'm from, if you were cursing, you can stop a fight. Like, man, he cussed so good. He like, he had beat me up. So I had to really develop my cursing, my facial expressions. It was, you know, I really had to develop all these negative traits just to be in my situation. And then when I took myself out of that role, it took years to shred all that negative being. You know what I mean? And now I'm more of a peaceful guy. I enjoy making people laugh and smile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yes, you do.
Just growing, man, just growing. But that was one of the things I'm still struggling with. It's cursing.
It's a learning process. A lot of people think that, you know, once you're on this enlightenment path that you're just automatically an angel.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do no wrong. You glow in the dark,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever, but it's the whole process is nothing but a learning process.
That's right. You know, I'm not a pantsagger. That's not my thing. But there are some pantsaggers out there that really are deep. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You just never know how deep the package is until you speak to it.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people look at me, big dude, locks from the hood. I can't learn nothing from him. Yes, you can. This is 2016. The spiritual package isn't naked in a robe anymore, fam.
Nah.
You know what I mean? It comes in many forms.
I made a post this morning in the subcom group. Shout out to the subcom group.
Shout out to the subcom group.
But I made a post this morning just basically giving thanks to, you know, learning from so many people. I learn something new every day from different people. You know, sometimes the same people, sometimes different people, but I learn something new every day. And, you know, that's another process of it, is that you kind of open yourself up to learn things from different people. But, you know, back on the whole negative thing, you know, I'm kind of going somewhere else now. But back on the whole negative thing, you basically realize that you focus on the things that are going to help your spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much if it doesn't benefit your higher self, if it's not benefiting you, then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to focus on the things that's going to help your spiritual growth.
And that's one thing I did, babe, is dropped a lot of my old friends. I've had relationships with people for over 20 years or more, and I had to let them go. You know, and this is not society we live in today. We think that, oh, I've been knowing you for 30 years. We got to rock till we die. No, you don't. If your friends aren't on the same vibe that you're on, if you try to show them the way, and they're not trying to follow you, not follow you, but just be aware of enlightenment, hey, let them go. Let them stay in that negativity. You know, for years, I accepted the role of the helper. Oh, so-and-so's messing with me, whatever. I helped them. So-and-so's doing me wrong. I listened to it. And all that negativity was just drawing me down. And I had to make a stance and stop allowing people to take advantage of me. Now that I have a new spiritual family, all we do is just have a ball. We go on spiritual trips. We do spiritual things. We share. We give each other gifts. I never had friends give me gifts like this. I'm giving gifts to friends. It's like, man, hey, it was your birthday, homie. I just love you like that. Here you go. But that's what happens when you find your spiritual family. You just, man, it just feels like Christmas every other weekend, for real.
Yeah, and let's talk about spiritual family. Mm. So if you're new to, you know, going through the awakening, or you're just questioning what it is, spiritual family is, you have your birth family, and that's the family that you chose to come into this world with. And then you have your spiritual family. Your spiritual family is going to accept you for who you are because they recognize your soul.
Mm.
You've more than likely been in some kind of relationship, and when I say relationship, I don't mean a sexual relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be parents. It could be anything. But you may have been in some kind of connected to these people in some other life. And so when you do connect with them, you connect on such a level where you feel like you've already known them.
It's real familiar.
It is.
It's a comfortableness that you only get over time when you know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met some family members, I mean, some spiritual family members that I've only known for almost 4 years, and I love these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, I'm rocking with them forever and ever.
And you can have spiritual family within your birth family as well.
I guess. Unfortunately, you don't get many.
You don't.
If you get one, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a couple in my family, you know, including my mom, sister, and my cousin-law, and some other folks out there listening in right now. Not knocking any of my other family, but the family member that I just mentioned, they all have their altars up. They're all doing real spiritual work, and
mm-hmm.
I just feel as if we're on the same level. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing about your spiritual family is that they don't judge you.
Yeah.
They're there to help lift you up and
mm-hmm.
build you up, and they're there to just support you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to be mentors for you. They're there to be your brothers, your sisters, you know. Unfortunately, we may not have the best relationships with a lot of our birth families. You know, I couldn't, in the beginning, go to anyone in my family and tell them the spiritual path that I was on, because I grew up in a really strong Christian family. And so to do anything outside of the Christian church was just considered a big no-no.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, there you go.
That's terrible.
But your spiritual family is nothing but love and support. The whole enlightenment process is nothing but love and peace,
mm-hmm.
and just joy and, you know, all that other just good stuff to make you feel good, you mm-hmm. know.
One thing I really found strange about having, you know, building with your spiritual family is the time warp you get caught up in.
Yeah.
You know, we would go to our spiritual family's house at like 5 in the evening and 6 hours will go by, and it's just like, man, it felt like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What is going on? One in the morning. Man. So that's one good thing about your spiritual family. You just feed off each other's love and energy, and it's just so evident when you're in the midst of someone that's your spiritual family. You instinctively know you just have this connection with this person. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really blessed that we found and connected with our spiritual family.
Oh, yeah. We're real fortunate because it's like hitting the fast-forward button. But time is standing still. We're gaining so much indirect knowledge from their past
mm-hmm.
that we're applying to our path,
mm-hmm.
and it's helping speed us up. And I'm in turn doing the same thing to other people who think that, hey, you can learn something from me. I give them the same jewels that was given to me. So it's just a beautiful cycle.
It is.
The spirituality cycle.
The spirituality cycle is.
Man, forget a modal cycle. Forget a bicycle. Spirituality cycle is where it's at. Man, I don't even need a car for real. Spirit want me there, I'll be there. You want me there, Spirit? Spiritual Uber?
Spiritual Uber.
All right, my bad.
You crazy. Okay. So, along with all this love and joy and all this kind of stuff, you find yourself being, like, really overwhelmed with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's really something for you because, you know, fam, for those of you who don't know Chris Enlighten, this is not no regular little dude. This is, you know, I'm not trying to give out your stats to the world or
mm-hmm.
anything like that, but we'll just say you are a manly man.
Yeah, I'm a god. Yeah, I'm a manly man. If I could grow a beard, it would be to my knees. Real talk.
And, you know, I've known you for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I can count on one hand how many times I've seen you just overcome with emotion.
Yeah, it's only a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
So for you to, like, really experience this, like, rush of compassion and joy and
mm-hmm.
love for, you know, all these emotions that come with, you know, your spiritual awakening, you know, so, you know, talk to the family a little bit about that because, you know, it's easy, you know, for women, you know, we're already kind of in touch with our emotions and everything, but I think the men need to know, you know, that it's not a bad thing to
tap into your feminine side.
There you go.
I mean, I wasn't always the most compassionate guy. You know, in my younger years, I was a product of my environment. You know, folks who knew me knew that funny side of me, but if you didn't know me, I wasn't saying nothing to you. I wasn't stone cold or nothing like that, but, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, never really seen my mind side. I was always negative thinking and crazy thinking. If anyone wanted to say something crazy to me, I was ready to pop off in my mind, but I was lucky, you know, but anyway, I was just going off.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But after my spiritual awakening kicked in, I started seeing suffering different. I mean, it was these little dog commercials that was like, this dog hasn't been fed in 3 weeks. He's been beaten. And these dogs was looking at me, and I was like on the verge of crying. I'm like, why are you doing that to them little dogs?
And just to kind of give a little bit to the backstory of this, tell the family how you used to feel about
dogs. You know,
about animals in general.
I'm no Michael Vick or anything. But, you know, nothing against Michael Vick either, but I just really didn't see dogs. And I wasn't really that type of dude that would snuggle with dogs or cats or birds or anything that couldn't talk. I had no feelings towards them. I didn't treat them bad. I just didn't acknowledge them. But once I started awakening, I started just outside whistling with birds, on my break, eating my lunch, chilling with blue jays, then I noticed that they were coming around me more after I started meditating and really started being aware of them. Like, we'd be over friends' house, they have a pet bunny, and a pet bunny would just forget everyone else. They just come and just hop right in front of me. Like, I'm like, what's going on with these bunnies? But I just started noticing the connection with animals, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
and I started, like, having, like, feelings towards them. And to the fellas out there, I know the fellas that work in a subcon notice, but it's okay to tap into that feminine side. You know, I think a man knows when to be soft and when to be hard. You know what I mean? So for those fellas out there battling with that, tap into your soft side. It will increase your strength, believe it or not.
It will.
I've noticed that in my classes that after I tapped into my spiritual side, they would start calling me a beast. Like, man, you're a beast. And it was all through love. And that's weird. And that's something that I'm just now learning, the power of love. You know, you hear it, Luther Vandross, all the power of love and all this stuff. But that's real.
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when you don't have balance with your emotions, your whole life is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things may hit you, and then all of a sudden you just kind of explode with emotions, or you shut down because you don't know how to express your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do that because we don't know how to tune in into our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are always taught that you have to be strong, you got to be tough, suck it up, take it in.
Real men don't cry.
You know, God wouldn't put it on you if you couldn't handle it.
Oh, man, that right there gets everybody. I own that. I had one shoe coming up. God knows I'm tougher. One shoe. My mama made sure I had shoes for him. So. I'm just joking.
Oh, crazy. Okay. What I noticed yesterday, we were on the road, and we saw the most horrible thing.
Heinous.
It was so, so sad. I really don't even want to talk about it because I don't want to put that negative energy out there. But to kind of give you a feel of what we witnessed, we were on the road, and we seen this car stop in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Just stop.
80 miles an hour.
Just stop. And we couldn't tell what this person was doing. When we got close enough to the car, he jumped back in his car and sped off, made an illegal U-turn, and jumped back on the expressway going back the opposite direction. When we went past, we seen a dead animal on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if he dropped it off, if he hit something, but it was a domestic pet. So
mm-hmm.
we were in the middle of nowhere. It was a domestic pet. You put it together, fam.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly, my heart just broke. It took everything in me not to cry for that because it just didn't deserve that. You know, that's something else that you find out is that you start seeing the God in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see the God in yourself. You see the God in trees. You see it in pets. You see it in bugs. You know, the dirt.
You see it in people that don't even see it in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at right there, when mm-hmm. people don't even see mm-hmm. it in themselves.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was, I don't know, that kind of messed me up.
We don't let that, you know, that stop us. We're going to go to this next one. We're going to hit this next one up.
Yeah.
Feeling of being connected to everything and everyone. And that's one of the jewels that I've really tapped into. You know, I never thought that I would have a connection with trees or the sun or the moon or the wind or the elements, fire. And now I have those connections by just talking to them. You know, I have a plant on my desk at work, and I've never really been a plant dude. I have plants that I've grown from babies all around the house. But I have a plant that I have at work. I have the Isnisa Vijaya prayer next to it, and I say the miracle prayer to it every day. Now, I had a friend that they had their plant next to mine or near mine, and their plant kept dying. And they mm-hmm. kept asking me, what are you doing to your plant? And I just kept telling them, I'm loving my plant. I'm singing to it. I'm saying nice salutations to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is just flourishing into the, like, I don't even sit by a window, and it's just like, it's going out of control. You think it was like a cannabis or some type of plant, but it's just a regular old plant. And it's just going crazy, man. But that's the power of love and just the connection that I have with it. And I feel good when I'm around it. And I know it's feeling good by the way it's growing. And the weird thing that it's doing is growing towards the prayer that I have it sitting by. It's just really weird.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in those prayers. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So along with that, you just have like an overall feeling of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of touched on that a little earlier, but it's to the point where you wake up, you feel good. In the morning, fam, when I wake up, the first thing I do is, I just give thanks for just waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Because waking up is just a gift. You could be dead, You could not wake up. So, to have that blessing alone is just priceless. From there, the first thing that I see when I wake up is the sun shining in through my window. So I give thanks to the sun. I give thanks for, yesterday's lessons. I give thanks for the great things that are going to happen today. I give thanks for my family. And when you get into this awakening, you love life so much. You're thankful for everything. You have so much gratitude. You honor everything. It's just a beautiful ride. I wake up in the morning. I don't want to go to work, but I'm thankful that I have work to go to.
Mm-hmm. When everyone's around you upset, nagging, mad at the world, and you're feeling good, that's when you know you got something different going on. You're both waking up. You're both going to a place that you don't love, but you continue to carry that bubble of happiness around with you. And that's that spiritual bubble that grows over time. The more you tap in, the bigger your bubble gets. And then that bubble starts to consume other people that are close to you. That's what I noticed, that the more I learn, the more spiritual I become. People that look up to me, care about me, they want a piece of the bubble too. And once they adapt that bubble, the bubble keeps spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing how you can ingest unfavorable situations,
mm-hmm.
but your bubble of happiness doesn't decrease. And it's like a filter. Your spirituality is your filter on reality. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Your spirituality is your filter on reality.
Ooh,
I'm going to write that down. Don't steal that, fam. That's mine. That's mine.
You're so silly.
But like you, I wake up feeling great. One thing that I do while I'm brushing my teeth, I tell myself, you're going to have an easy, good day today, Chris.
Yes.
Don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I set that tone. I know that driving on the expressway has an impact on my day because everyone's rushing, everyone's driving all crazy, and I'm using barnyard vernacular sometimes. So what I did to stop cursing on the expressway is take the street. I leave about 15 minutes early, and I take the street to work. Everyone's rushing to get there, but I'm taking the road less traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spiritual road, fam.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual road, you want that to encompass everything of your being all day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in line getting fruit, get the spiritual fruit. Tell yourself, oh, this one's a spiritual fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to play little tricks like that to alter your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, it'll just become you.
Mm-hmm.
Things just don't even affect me like that no more. I like to stay indifferent on things, fam? And that's a good way of staying, keeping your energy and your vibration high. Don't let things affect you.
Mm-hmm. That is a good, that's a real good jewel right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just not letting things affect you because people can tear you down.
Yeah, they can.
People will ruin your day. They will tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last times I was in the office, I work from home mainly, but one of the last times I was in the office, this lady came up to me and said, why are you always in a good mood?
Mm.
And I'm thinking in my head, like, why is she attacking my good mood?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do to you?
Mm-hmm.
You see me having a good time and you're not. And, like you said, people who want to be like you will be drawn to you. Well, the people who don't like you will be drawn to you also. Because they're going to question, why is she always happy? Why is she in a good mood? What's going on with her lately? And They won't admit it, but they want some of that too.
Man, they do. It's good. I got that good stuff, so I know they want good spiritual stuff. You know what I mean?
One of my favorite things. Still one of my favorite things.
Ooh, I know what this is.
One of my favorite things that happened within my spiritual awakening was just noticing all these different coincidences and synchronicities and these indirect or sometimes direct messages that were just smacking me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask, we all, you know, talk to ourselves sometimes or, you know, ask yourself a question out of the blue, why did I do such thing? And what I noticed was that I started getting answers.
Mm.
You know, I would do something and I know I shouldn't have did or said something I know I shouldn't have said. And I would say, man, why did I do that? What happened? Why did I do that? Something may happen, like a commercial would come on TV and it would be related to what just happened to me. And it would give me my answer indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I still get those clues. I still get those signs and synchronicities and messages and everything like that. And that's one of the best things about being on this path is that it's kind of like you get the decipher, you know, break down the clues. And
it's like a pseudocode game.
Yeah.
A lot of people think when you're on the spiritual path, this voice is going to say, Chris, make a left. Go right, look down, you'll find $50. It doesn't work like that, fam. You'll get a message in your sleep. You'll get a message in your waking day. You'll look at your receipts. Whenever numbers is the universal language, family.
Ooh, yeah.
Numbers, we use numbers every day in everything. It's kind of like when you reduce things down, it always reduced to some type of a binary number or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get a lot of your messages. I mean, the more your intuition grows, the more you'll be able to decipher the clues. If you look at life like that, that you're given daily clues on how to better yourself and expand your consciousness and spirituality, you'll start taking notes. You know, in the beginning, I had a dream book. I got a lot of answers through my dreams. I would go around, and if I seen some numbers, I'd write them down. When I come home from work, I'll try to decipher my day. Now I keep like a walking mental journal. Like, oh, okay, that's it. Okay, my receipt said that. Oh, okay, that breaks down to six. Okay, I'm getting breakfast. My lunch, my breakfast adds up to the number six. Okay, I'm going to have a loving day today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that, like license plates. Start reading license plates. You know, just anything. Messages are everywhere. Put the TV on pause for nothing and look at the number. Look at the time on the TV or whatever. You're getting messages throughout the day, but it's up to you to decipher what you're getting.
Now, you talked about messages and everything like that, and I'm sure the family wants to know, okay, well, where are these messages coming from? You know, is it coming from God? Is it coming from the Creator, Most High? Is it coming from angels? Is it coming from, you know, where is it coming from, the universe?
I think that it's coming from you. It's coming from higher aspects of you. It's coming from your spirit guides who are trying to help you. It could be coming from your ancestors. It could be coming from deities. It could be coming from the universe. A lot of people ask for things subconsciously. Well, a lot of people consciously ask for things but don't believe that they're worthy to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to be direct in what you ask. The universe isn't human. It doesn't play games. You can't ask the universe for a penny and expect a nickel. You're going to get what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be mindful of what we're asking the universe. So you may be mindful of what you're asking yourself. Whatever you think will be. I suggest everyone, we're going to do a show about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ali, S. Ali Meyer, shout out to the family, Meyer Right Radio.
Shout out.
They did this, like, I don't know how many series they had. I think it was like two or three. And they broke down every universal law. And it was like, man.
Mm-hmm.
Go to MyRightRadio.com or Blog Talk. Filter through and find a universal law show, fam. Everyone listening, do me a favor and do yourself a favor and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we can even do that show because they just went so hard body on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just going to defer them to that one. because I don't like to be second or anything. You know what I mean? So we're going to just not even mention that. Man.
But, yeah, I agree with you. I think that it is all of those and more. I think it's all of the above. I think that when you get messages, you know, don't worry so much as to who it's coming from or, you know, where it came from. Just receive the message.
I tell my daughter, start daydreaming. Start seeing yourself in favorable situations as you mature. See yourself in luscious, lovely locations around the world. See yourself flying and having abundance. You know, we've been brainwashed into thinking that we don't deserve that, that the meek, broke man is going to make it after he dies.
Right.
We're living now, fam. We deserve to be living it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a part of a spiritual broke team. I'm a part of a spiritual dream team. And we're experiencing our dreams. This show right here is my dream. I've always wanted to talk and reach out to people, but I always thought, like, nobody wants to hear me talk. No one listens to me. Just because no one listens to me in my home don't
I
mean
knew
that
you were going to go there.
Well, you know, hey, I love everybody, and I'm just glad that people feel that. That's the most important thing that I like. I like when people feel my genuine connection that I have with the world, and through the spirituality that I'm obtaining, it's growing, it's getting stronger, and it's infectious.
It is.
It's infectious.
It is. Because people that normally wouldn't even be drawn to you are drawn to you.
Yeah, the enemies are drawn to me now.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Chris? Can you please get off my coattail, please? But I let them grab it a little bit.
I don't do that.
You know one thing that I've really learned, family, that really helps people see you is giving them things.
Yeah.
You know, I've given away hundreds of dollars of worth of crystals just to get people to see the love in it. Sometimes people don't see the worth of something when they have to spend their own money. Like, I'm not buying that crap. But when you give somebody something that costs money and they're like, wow, that was really nice. This thing here is beautiful.
Yeah.
It inspires them to either do the same or amass more. So everyone that I've given a crystal to have come back to me like, hey, Chris, I'm going to the crystal shop. I'm like, man, that's beautiful. Hey, Chris, I got my altar up. Man, that's beautiful. Hey, Chris, I'm burning sage now. Oh, wow. You know, I just love inspiring people because I've had some beautiful souls come by and inspire me. And, man, it's just a beautiful thing, fam.
It is. It really is a beautiful thing. Looks like we got a question from someone, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And, again, if you would like to call in and ask a question or just give a shout-out or make a statement, whatever, our phone number is 619-924-0835. And we got a couple questions, so we'll start with the first one, and then we'll just work our way down. If you are in the queue and you want to, I'm sorry, if you're on the line and you want to ask a question, you would just hit one, and then we'll throw, let's start out with our first person that put their hand up, caller from the 713-497. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Adrian. I put my hand up, and everybody else felt the need to put their hand up too. And I like that. I like how they vibing up my energy like that.
It was like a domino effect. You were like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, man, that's great.
I said, you know, let me get this started off, kicked off.
Yeah. Man, you sound like you're feeling good today. I can feel your smile.
You know why I'm smiling so big? Y'all inspire me. And my question today, because I'm going to have many questions throughout the duration of y'all's show, week to week. But this week, I really want to know, brother, like, how can I really be a part of that spiritual dream team you were talking about? Or you going to have tryouts? Audition, look, I'm ready. And that's the energy you feel,
real.
I'm ready.
I'm going to be real. You already on it. You front row.
If I got to try out, I don't mind.
Well, the tryout was the eye contact that we made. When I gave you that pyrite, That was the seal of the deal. Mm-hmm. That was the sealing of the deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I bought that beautiful flower. I'm like, wow, I've never seen one so big. I can't wait to put this on my altar. Mm-hmm. But you looked at it and was like, I've never seen this. What? I was like, you know what? It's yours. You connected with it. Mm-hmm. Something told me to give it to you. So you're a member of the team already, sis.
What's coming back at you from that pyrite is so astronomical, brother. Like, I can't wait till it manifests.
You know what I accept?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's already happening. It's already in transition.
Right.
Because I've been blessed so many ways since then. It's just beautiful.
Right.
The blessings are endless. Yes, sis, I was just going to say, when we met you down at the Soul Glow, it was like an instant, you know, you were part of our spiritual family.
Mm-hmm.
We recognized your soul then.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
As soon as you came out with hugs, I was like, all right, it's my sis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I call everybody sis, but I only mean it for a few people.
I was glad.
But yeah, it was an instant, you know, it felt like I already knew you.
I'm gonna be real with you, Adrian. There's something that's really momentous about your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You have this voice that captivates people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're in a teaching profession now, and I think that's great for you, because I'm sure when you talk, people are just dumbfounded at what you're saying. So
mm-hmm.
you have so many gifts. I just can't wait for them to manifest inside of you and just blow up.
Right. Because we'll be there for it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all a part of the dream team. You know, I'm trying to build a dream team, be a part of one. So it's one big family. And y'all inspire me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm smiling so big. I've been working all day. I came mm-hmm. home and logged right into the show. And I heard mm-hmm. y'all energy. And it was like, you know what? This is how we do this, you know? 100 all day. I just wanted to tell y'all I love y'all. Y'all inspired me. Keep doing it. I heard the jewels that y'all was dropping, everything that y'all saying, and that telling your daughter to visualize the trip, the life she want to have. Son Sarah was like, visualize the trip you want to have, and I had the best trip of my life. I can't even wait till next year. I'm ready.
Me neither.
I already know I'm gonna be there. I want to get down to Atlanta, but it's like, you know what? If I don't get to the conference, it's almost like I just want to get down there to see y'all.
Hey, we can make that happen.
Y'all come out. We gonna build. This a building situation all day. It's all love. I don't want to take up all the time, but it's a continuous love with me. Y'all fam forever.
Likewise, and we love you too. We might just have a building show with just me, you, and the queen on the line one day.
That's coming. That's coming automatically. You just spoke it, but I knew it.
We already discussed what we got planned with, you know, with you and a couple others.
We all know what we want to do, so... Well, it's gonna happen, man, and I'm excited. It's show number 2 for y'all. I'm excited for y'all. I want to give y'all a big spiritual hug, man, and y'all have a beautiful weekend, you know, holiday weekend. I don't really do the holidays, but, you know, for y'all I do, just to give love to y'all,
that's
people that matter. My family,
that's
my physical family, my spiritual family, that's what I'm here for.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling, sis. I really appreciate that.
Hey,
we love
you. I'm here. All day, every day, man. Front line. I love y'all, man. Y'all have a good show, man. I'm going to be here till the end of the show.
All right, sis. Well, thanks for calling again. Peace.
Peace and love, sis.
Peace.
Okay, we're going to hit this next caller up. From the 513-655. You're on.
Yo, peace to the gods. Yo, peace.
Man, hold up. Bring that soundboard out right now. Roll up, God. Oh, my goodness. We have the man himself on.
Okay.
This guy is so special, he don't even need to introduce himself. I'm going to introduce him. This is the God S.I. Lee Myers, one of my direct spiritual mentors from Cincinnati, Ohio. You on the line?
Yo, Pete, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Hey, yo. Hey, man. Yo, whatever y'all did, man, I have never heard Adrian express herself like that, man. Shout out to Adrian, man. Like,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Adrian,
like,
man.
When, like, and then y'all gave her a reading, like, right off the fly, too. Like, that's crazy. Hey, I just want to call in and just show, like, it's ridiculous, man. Like, for y'all to be, for this second show, just that everything that's going through, like, I hope the world is really listening and, like, taking note, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm just...
We're at a loss right
now.
We're at a loss of words, man. I mean, if it wasn't for you and your wins, man, Juice and the rest of the fam, you know, like I said, you fast-tracked us to this, brother, and I just really appreciate you for doing all you're doing, and the joy I had in me is a direct reflection of what you've instilled in me. So, hey, brother, it's all you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the love, all the jewels you've given and continue to share and give. Man, multitude of gratitude and thanks, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, thanks for supporting us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all I want to, man. Like, there's nothing to say. Just keep doing your thing and bring the callers in. But peace to the fam. One.
Peace, God. Peace.
Peace. Much love.
And he's short on words, but he's, man, so much. His young brother, man, is just, he's unheard of. Like, so generous and, you know, just real. You know, a lot of the times people aren't drawn to the spiritual path because they can't really relate to it. They don't see anyone that looks like them or come from where they come from that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This brother comes from, the, you know, what people would say the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one thing that drew me to him. I'm like, man, he's from where I come from.
Just a regular
brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's cool. Likes rap battles. You know, he can flow.
Likes.
Yeah, my fault. Likes is even strong enough. You know what I'm saying? He loves them.
He loves them.
And, I mean, for him to still stay in that spiritual path that he's on right now, he's helping thousands of people. He's helping me get my website up. He's just helped me so much, man. And I'm not used to men, period, helping me with anything, you know. You know, I'm a life path 5. I'm real independent. I've always have been. It's hard for me to ask for help. I mean, it was so hard for me that he was like, hey, brother, I can help you. And he just started helping me without me even asking. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. I know you already know, man, but I just want to let you know we love you, man, and we appreciate everything you've done for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if there's any other callers out there that want to get in on some of this love and good talk, please raise your hand and we'll get to you.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was a good timing for Ali to come in because a lot of people need some kind of direction when they're going through these emotions, because I think that you take either one or two routes. You either are going to embrace the journey, you're going to seek out someone or seek out your information yourself and build from there, or you're just going to shut it all down and wash it up to, this is nothing, you know, it's in my mind, or I just need some more vitamin C in my life, you know, something. But you wash it away and you ignore it, and when you do that, you're pretty much handing over the Powerball, you know what I mean? It's like someone is giving you this bag of money and you pass on.
They're telling you, hey, you're the ticket. Cash your check. And you're like, I'm not the ticket. But, you know, like in martial arts, everyone needs a master to help out.
They do.
To fine-tune them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we got another caller on the line. Looks like caller from the 865-973. You're on.
Peace, peace, fam. How are you?
Peace, peace. Man, for those that don't know, this legend right here, this is my cousin Laura from Knoxville, Tennessee. She's from Cincinnati, but she lives in Knoxville now. And she's been on a spiritual prayer path my whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if she wants, you know what, this is my show, so we're going to talk about it. I remember when we was like little kids playing with Ouija boards, like, you know, that. You remember that?
I was always the weird one, I was always different.
Man, thanks for calling in, fam, what's good?
I just want to say, you know, my spiritual awakening that I was aware of, really,
mm-hmm.
was the dreams that I was having.
Ooh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and dive into that.
Please.
And the dreams that I were having, you know, they gradually.
Uh-oh.
She dropped.
Looks like she dropped. Wow. Well, Cuzzo, if you can hear me, you know, when you call back in, we're going to pick you right back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But go ahead, babe.
But let's pick up on what she was talking about, because that's a really
mm-hmm.
good one. Dreams is like, maybe that should have been number one on the list.
That should have been number one.
But, you know, we're going to touch on dreams big time. I mm-hmm. love dreams. I love trying to, you know, decode my dreams and figure mm-hmm. out what all it means. But, yeah, dreams are a big one. When you're coming into a spiritual awakening, you may have dreams of, you know, loved ones that passed on. Is Laura back on the line?
She is back on the line.
All right, let's bring Laura back on the line.
All right, Cuzzo, you dropped there, but you back now.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
It's all good.
All that high frequency you got over there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I was saying, well, go ahead, Nikki. I heard you talking.
No, please, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was trying to say, you know, my dreams were my spiritual awakening. I just started writing them down and remembering and putting things and I was basically, you know, guided to get different tools and stuff so that I can fully awaken with the dreams. So that was my spiritual awakening that I was fully aware of.
You know, once we started going to our altar and Nikki started having all these vivid dreams, writing the dreams just wasn't enough for us anymore. We had to go out and get a dream book to help us decipher what we were dreaming about. But now she's looking more inside of herself for the answers, too. So, like you, the dream, that was a big, big turn in our waking life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think dreams are just whatever. Oh, it's playtime. I'm just dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
But I once heard the master say, or it may have been Ali, he was saying, I think it may have been Ali, but he was saying that when you're dreaming, you're really awake. And when you're awake, you really are dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to, when you wake from your dream, have a continuation of thought from your dream. And when you go to sleep, have a continuation of thought from when you were awake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I first heard it, I was just playing in my mind over and over and over. But, man, as that really sunk in, it helped me understand the concept of programming my dreams and programming my reality. So I wanted to leave you guys with that same jewel that I got. And if you keep tuning in each week, I got so many jewels. We could just have a show just dropping one-liners of jewels, like, boom, do this, boom, do that, boom, do this. So we're going to do that every week.
Mm.
Start next week, we're going to have a jewel break where we're going to just drop this massive jewel.
Maybe I can get, like, a sound bite where we have, like, a jewel sound coming in, like,
I like that. Make it happen. Make it happen. My bad.
Sounds good.
Right.
Well, I'm going to get off of here. I'm at other people's homes.
Uh-oh. It's all good, cousin. Well, I appreciate the love and I appreciate the support, and thanks for calling in.
Peace. Love you all.
Love you back.
Love.
That's one thing about the spiritual family, man. They always show support. Mm-hmm. You know, just when you think you're alone, they let you know, you ain't alone, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the love that I've just, man, that's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And like I said, me and Laura, we're cousins, but we grew up like brother and sister in the same home.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she was always the weird one. But weird is good.
Weird,
I was weird.
Good.
Nikki was weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you're in your spiritual awakening, you're going to get those weird looks. You're
mm-hmm.
going to get those, you know, weird questions. People are going to label you. They're going to
mm-hmm.
cause, you know, if you're the black sheep of your family, if you're the one that does your own thing, you don't fall in line with others, more than likely you're going to experience a spiritual awakening, or you already have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with being different. I embrace different.
Man.
I love being different. Why would I want to be the same as everyone else?
If you were different, if I weren't different, you wouldn't have seen me.
Nope.
And I wouldn't have seen you.
Nope.
And, you know, in high school, Nikki was one to always wear these $200-$300 suits. And I used to be like, where are you getting these suits? You're like a teacher walking down these halls. Girl, why are you? She's like, that's just me. I was one who always wore sandals. I was just different. I like my feet to breathe. You know what I mean? I wasn't a sporty dude back then, but that was just me. You know what I mean? I had my own thing going on. And, you know, people talked about me, but I could handle myself, so it really wasn't no thing. You know what I mean? I wasn't really concerned with being bullied or none of that crazy stuff, but being different is good. We have another caller? Oh, okay. They put their hand down. So that's cool. That's cool. We got. Well, let's get back to this list there. We got a couple more dreams we want to share with the fam before we run out.
Well, I want to touch on dreaming again real
Please
quick.
Please do. This show, show, buddy.
Thank you. So we already talked about how you can have different messages and everything like that, seeing your dreams. It can be your, you know, loved ones that has transitioned on. It can be people that you don't even recognize.
Mm.
A lot of my dreams in the beginning, I would get, there would be a key character in my dream, and it would be an older man or an older woman. And this person in the dream would always be my advisor. They would be the person that I was going to, and they were giving me information or helping me out or helping me to see things as they should be and not as they are. And I started, like, really just, you know, taking into these dreams and everything. And another thing that can happen, you can have animals, you can have colors, you can have, you know, dreams, you can just go all day in on dreams. But dreams is a real, real important one when you're having a spiritual awakening, because a lot of us, you know, for you for example, your dreams used to always be violent. You used to have a lot of just
killing, wake up biting people.
Yeah, we ain't going to go there, but
yeah.
I've been attacked in my sleep by you.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, and now your dreams are
peaceful. I dream of riding butterflies on sunny days. No, but, you know, I used to have a lot of what people would call night terrors, and I would be the one that would be the last person going to sleep because I didn't want to go to sleep. You know, after thousands of dreams of you chopping off heads or whatever, you kind of get afraid. So, you know, Ali helped me with that. He told me to embrace it. And once I embraced it, I don't have them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So dreams are just your higher self trying to get messages through to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always running from something in your dream, turn around and face it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Stop.
That's a jewel.
That's a jewel.
Right,
that's
there,
a jewel right there. They keep chasing me. What should I do? Stop running. I was like, all right.
Uh-huh.
I stop running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man. All right. So another thing that we kind of touched on already, but just to dive a little deeper into it, is that when you go through the spiritual awakening, you have this creative rush that just takes over you. It makes you want to just go out and everything that you thought wasn't possible, that you couldn't do,
They'll never believe in me. I'm not smart enough. I'm not funny enough. I'm not pretty enough, or whatever the case may be. You start to believe in yourself, and you start to look at, you start to look outside of yourself. We come into this world with flesh, but we're not flesh. We're so much more than flesh. This is just our vehicle to get us through this life. This is just something that we're using to get us through. When you realize that the only limitations that you have are in your mind, you start to see yourself as being something more than just a person, just flesh. You see yourself as a god.
You start to look at limitations like hurdles. How can I get over this? Where's the next hurdle?
You welcome the limitations.
You do. I mean, there's two seasons in the spiritual path. There's the gathering season where you're gathering all this knowledge. And then there's the applying season where you're applying what you know. And right now we're in our applying season, you know what I mean? In the gathering season, you're reading books, you're looking at documentaries, you're following people, you're looking at YouTube videos. But in this applying season, it's all about you getting out there and trusting yourself and the spirit that they got you. That's one jewel that was given to me, that you don't worry about making mistakes.
No.
Don't worry about, oh, if this is good enough. Just get out there and do it. The spirit will set up ever. Once you do something, the spirit is going to make sure that you get taken care of. But you need to create a venue or avenue for the spirit to bless you. A lot of people think that, oh, if I'm just a good person, I'm going to make it. That's not enough. You got to put in work. You don't always get what you want, but you always get what you work for. You don't always get what you want, but you always get what you work for.
That was good right there.
A lot of people focus on the big picture. Don't focus on that big picture. Focus on the baby steps. You got 15 hurdles, beat that first hurdle to death. Beat it down so much that the first hurdle is no longer a hurdle no more. You do the same thing. After 7 or 8 hurdles, you look back, and that's that momentum you need. Like, look back and see where you come from, not where you're going. Eventually, you're going to end up there. Then you can chill.
You know, and when you welcome these hurdles and everything, you don't want to go into it with that negative thinking of, I'm going to fail, or this is going to be hard. You go in, everything is hard.
Everything is hard in the beginning.
It's supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
You know, if everything was easy, that'd be like everything being free in the world.
If everything was soft, there would be no babies. I'm just saying. So when things are hard, magic happens. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Depends on how deep you are to get that one. Ooh.
Oh, will you stop?
I'm just saying. Spirit told me to say that.
Spirit did I tell you to stop?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. So, that's good that you said that, because it just made me think of something. So you have two different things that you, well, two different voices that you can listen to when you're going through your spiritual awakening. You have your spirit voice, your spirit that leads you, your spirit is what's going to guide you to what you need to be doing. Your spirit doesn't really bother with emotions or satisfaction and all that kind of stuff. Your ego, on the other hand, your ego is just that. It's ego. It wants to be right. It wants to be number one. It wants to think that, you know, you're better than everyone else, and it's a race, and, you know, all this other, you know, junk. But you'll learn to start ignoring your ego and embracing spirit. And pretty soon that voice of spirit will be the only voice that you hear. Not to say that ego isn't there. I think we all have ego, and it pops up, you know, whenever. But when you address it, that's when you learn to ignore it, when you learn to just kind of put it to the back, that's when your spiritual awakening just takes off and grows.
I think that's facts, man. You don't want to succumb to your ego.
Nah, you know.
Man, that was a jewel right in itself.
So, what's
another thing that you'll find on a spiritual path is a loss of interest in conflict and being indifferent to things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to be the one that had to make sure you knew that I was right. Like, no, you're dumb. No, you're dumb. This is right.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not have been right for them. What's right for me is not right for everybody.
Right.
And that was just that ego kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
And now if someone says something that doesn't resonate with me, I accept where they're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
2 + 2 = 8? Okay.
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 And it's not to say that they're wrong. In their paradigm,
right.
In their world, in their reality,
mm-hmm.
It is. But not in mine.
Exactly. If I need to borrow money, I'm borrowing money from them. I give them $2.
And that's $8.
So, hey, win-win. Win-win. But back to what I was saying, I try to be indifferent to things. I don't let what people tell me affect me.
Mm-hmm.
When people have issues with me, I don't waste my time going back and forth arguing with them. If you have an issue with me, I can love you from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my way of dealing with it is saying, okay, I love you, and you just won't see me again.
Mm-hmm.
You may see me at a reunion. You may see me at the grocery store. It's nothing but love when we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, that's just how I deal with things.
Yeah.
I like to take the higher road.
Mm-hmm.
I think fighting and arguing and being mad is a lower level of consciousness buffet type of thing.
It is. It's such a waste of energy.
People with lower levels of consciousness always want to be mad and be right, and you can't tell them anything.
You can't tell them anything.
When anyone's around me that knows more than I do on a particular subject, what do? I shut up. I shut up and I listen.
It's rare, fam, but it happens.
It's rare, but it happens. It's extremely rare. There's like 3 people that I shut up and listen to. One of them called in tonight. Man.
Oh, man. Yeah, you do. You avoid, you know, the whole conflict,
mm-hmm.
the nasty issues, the grudge holding, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody cares about all that stuff.
You want to keep yourself vibrating high.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want anybody to disrupt your feelings of vibrating high. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing right there.
Right.
Because when you're not vibrating high, you're not getting those downloads and those ideas that the universe is giving you.
Mm-hmm.
I once heard the master, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, say that every day someone is given 1 to 2 things that will change their situation. Unfortunately, people don't listen to it.
No.
We're given one or two genius ideas every day. But in our mind, our ego takes over and says, you can't do that, cuz. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So start tapping in. Next week I'll give a jewel how to clean the mind chatter.
Mm.
That's going to be good.
Ooh.
But, you know, we have 15 minutes left, babe, so
okay.
I want to just give the family some tips on how to, you know, maximize and increase their spiritual awakening.
Let's
do okay.
that.
The best thing, the easiest thing, the cheapest thing, the most convenient thing you can do is start meditating.
Mm-hmm.
There's 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you can start off with at least 5 to 10 minutes of alone time with yourself, hang up. Hang up. Because, I mean, you're listening to the wrong show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all, first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. You know me, I fall asleep meditating sometimes.
Yeah.
I get so deep into it and so happy. My wife is waking me up like, you all right, babe? I'm like, man, I was in the ethers, babe. You know what I mean? So our meditating is real simple and easy. There's laughing meditation.
There's all kinds of meditation.
There's walking meditation.
People think that when you're supposed to meditate, you know, I love the whole meditating thing, but people think that when to meditate, you have to do certain things. You have to do this. You have to do that. You can meditate while you're walking. You
yeah.
can meditate while you're driving. You
mm-hmm.
can just meditate all day. I meditate all day.
I do that now, too.
I zone in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm here. Sometimes I'm over in Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't know where I'm at. But, you know, I make my way back. But, you know, meditating is just, I can talk all day about
yeah.
meditating.
The next jewel to help increase your spiritual awakening in process is learning mantras.
Oh, another favorite of mine.
My first mantra was,
say it.
I say that all day long. I thought I was doing something, man. Then when I heard about Namaste, everything was, how you doing? Namaste. You hungry? Namaste. You sleepy? Namaste. You know what I'm saying? But that was just me. But now I know some real mantras that I feel like I'm a spiritual powerhouse now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get to my altar, I start saying these 2,800-year-old prayers, and I just feel better. I've healed my knees. I had bad knees. I've healed my knees. I tapped in and healed one of my mom's knees. My mom healed herself from cancer. Just listening to my voice save some mantras. So mantras are powerful. The reason people don't know about them is because they work. They work. The only ingredient.
People think that because it's not English, mm-hmm. or I can't learn that. I can't do that. No, that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy. You know, it may look hard, but again, that's that negative thinking. If you go into everything thinking you can't do it,
mm-hmm.
you won't do it. So go into it thinking that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use mantras, you know, before I go into meditation. It helps me focus.
Mm.
You know, I'll say it out loud. Sometimes I say it in my mind, and it helps me focus on, you know, so that my mind isn't wandering too much. If it's something that I want to go in deep on to get an answer to, I use a mantra to help me with my meditation and help me focus to get to that next level.
I love that. I do too.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
I look at mantras like a spiritual bank account.
Hmm.
I don't care who puts money into my bank account, but when I need money, I like to make a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
So for 2,800 years, people have been saying this mantra, building up all this positive love energy.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get the bank account number, mask or learn or memorize the mantra, when I need it, I can pull from it. And that's how I look at mantras. I look at it like a spiritual escrow account that I can pull energy from to help manipulate my reality when I need help. And what I do to keep my account going every day, I put into it. I say the mantra every day. Yeah, I taught my daughter the mantra. My wife knows the mantras.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one easy thing that we all can do. The next thing, buying spiritual tools, crystals, candles, books, medallions, deities, altars. Those are just some basic ways you can start and maximize your spiritual awakening.
I think I really came into my spiritual awakening. We went on a trip down to Gatlinburg one year, and I don't know why, but I was just drawn to these crystals. And I've always loved, you know, like when I was a kid, I used to play with the marbles and had the different kind of marbles, the cat's eyes, and, you know, all those good ones and everything like that. But when we were in Gatlinburg, for some reason, I was drawn to these crystals. And I remember me and my daughter were just digging through them, and we were picking out crystals, and you were like, okay, guys, let's see those crystals. Let's go. We got to get back on the road. And, you know, and then I just kind of became obsessed with crystals.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, I recommend crystals for everyone because, you know, they're the earth's jewels. I mean, why wouldn't you want something like that?
I look at crystals like antennas to who you are. The crystals don't hold all the power. All they do is pull the power out in you that's already resides in you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, I was always drawn to crystals or rocks, period. I used to taste rocks. Me and my, I know it sounds crazy, but that was just me.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mom used to go out and find rocks and bring them home and paint them. So I've always had an affection towards rocks. I used to throw them. I remember one time I got whooped because me and my cousin was boxing and he beat me up. I was like 9 years old, and I got a rock and I hit him upside the head with it from like 20 yards, and my mom seen it. And I was like, man, these crystals get me in trouble. Man, it was a little ghetto rock. It really wasn't no powerful crystal. But yeah. All right, we're gonna go to this next and final tip. Finding a spiritual teacher that resonates with you to help answer your question.
We've been so fortunate in this area. I mean, because we found S.I.L.E. Myers.
And he found us.
Well, yeah, he found us.
Woo.
Yeah. Let's be correct on that. He found us.
Mm-hmm.
But through him, we found
the master,
Dr.
Mitchell Gibson and his wife, Achara Gibson.
Wow.
you know, I'm over Ali's house. He's talking deep as usual. And he keeps bringing up this dude's name. And I'm like, hey, brother, why so much love to this dude? And he was like, bruh, that's my man. Hey, watch how you talk about it. I'm like, all right, bro. You know, don't kick me out of my bed. Research him.
Yeah.
I researched him for like, I'm still doing research. This is like 3 years later.
There's so much on this dude.
Oh, my God.
And
the more I research this brother, the more I feel drawn to him. It's like the more you learn, the more you just, in your mind, I just like spiritually bow on one knee to this brother. You know what I mean? Because he's not human, fam.
Mm-mm.
He's in the flesh, but the things that he knows and the information, he's so knowledgeable. It just, I've never had this a type of attraction to anyone.
No.
It's not a sexual or physical attraction.
No,
it's a spiritual attraction.
It's a spiritual attraction. It's like your spiritual father.
Yeah,
it's
like a magnet.
Parent,
yeah.
You know, and
you're drawn to him.
You know, when you're a little kid, you look up to your parents and
mm-hmm.
you see them as these gods. You know,
mm-hmm.
you see them as your caretakers, and they help you learn. They help you become better people. And this is what, you know, Master Mitchell Gibson and his wife, Kathy Gibson, do for people. This is what, you know, people like S.I. Lee Myers do for people.
I don't mean to cut you out, but we got another hand up.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to open up the phone line from 513-917. It looks like you're on.
Yes, this is Queen Mother Emma.
Uh-oh, that's my mama.
And Chris, I just want to clarify one thing you said about me.
I
did not heal myself from cancer. The doctors and the radiation I was taking, all the treatment healed me. But me saying the mantras and praying every day and going to the altar and all the crystals and everything you gave me, I wasn't worried about a thing.
That's what's up. You know what? Man, I appreciate you calling in. I really do. And I think, me personally, I think that in your mind you knew that you would be healed, and the doctors and all that radiation and all that stuff was just a catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that go through the same thing that you go through that don't heal.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's nothing to you because you're just one of those people that always go with the flow and it's always on the positive side of things, and that's why you are who you are and I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one thing that I've learned was, hey, own your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Own it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can say that the doctors healed you, but me, I know you healed yourself just by believing.
Okay.
I'm just proud of you.
As long as I got healed, I don't care who healed me.
I heard that. That's how I roll. I don't care who I'm more. Man.
Okay. That's all I want to say.
Well, hey, I appreciate the support. We love you, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing.
All right. All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Peace. Like I said, Moms is always supportive. She's always just the sweetest thing. And I don't know, she's a big reason why I am how I am today. You know, when I was a little kid, I used to look at my mom, and she was just beautiful to me. And I used to wonder, like, man, well, why didn't my father love my mama like I do? So early on in life, I took it upon myself to be the man in her life that she always wanted to have for herself. So everything I do is a reflection of the love that I'm giving back to my mom. I'm raising my daughter. I'm with my wife for 22 years, and it's all a reflection of the love that I have for my mom. So, man, thanks.
That was special.
Hey, man, this is from the heart. You know, my heart is, man, I'm a five. I'm a warrior bunny, so... You know, hey, if they don't know, bunnies hop.
Okay. Yeah, Chris is a bunny. He's a bunny warrior. But that has nothing on a dragon. But that's another show.
That's another show, man. One is real and one isn't.
There's no such thing as a warrior bunny.
You don't know?
I don't.
You're looking at one, babe.
No.
Give me a carrot. Man,
you are just nuts.
Well, fam, we got 5 minutes left. The last time we had a show, The last 3 minutes, we had 8 people raise their hands. So before we end, I want to say, anybody on the line right now, if you got something to say, feel free to raise your hand. If not, we'll get to you next week, fam. All right, cool.
All right, well, anything else you want to add while we got a couple more minutes to kill on here?
Man, I just got one thing to say. Until next time, family, namaste, au revoir, arrivederci, sayonara, aloha, adios, bon voyage, peace, peace, salam, and singing. I just want to talk. We got fans all around the world, so people have reached out to me from all around the world, and I just said peace, peace, bye in their native language. So I'm just trying to show the love. You know what I mean?
You've had really.
Xing Jing. I got some Chinese homies out there that's rocking with the guy. And I'm just showing some respect.
All right. Well, that was great.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Xing Jing.
You know what? I like that too.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you're going to run that down.
I'm going to run that down.
I know you are.
Shout out to my Chinese homies.
All right, fam. Well, we want to just let you know how much we appreciate you for calling in. We appreciate you for just showing us love, support. You know, again, we're new at this. We don't feel like we're new at this, but, you know, I guess because we always talk from
this. This is what we do every day anyway.
Yeah, we're just doing it live.
Yeah, we just doing it. Y'all just hearing it.
Yeah.
We got a million shows that we should have recorded, but we starting now. This is what we do every day. You know, one tip that S.R. Lee Myers told us, he was like, when you guys get on the radio, don't try to be something you're not. Just be yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Your light will shine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, bro, I'm going to be myself. He was like, just do it. And now we're doing it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that help me, y'all don't get tired of me plugging y'all, but that's just who I am.
Yeah.
You know, for those who don't know, they about to know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, fam, anybody who is going through a spiritual awakening, if you're feeling a shift in your everyday life and your being and your core, you know that there's something more than what's going on out in the world, and you just don't know where to turn, I'm going to give you a jewel.
Mm.
Go on Facebook and look up Subconscious Community.
Ooh, that's a jewel in itself.
And then another jewel is look up S.I. Lee Myers.
Oh, on Google.
Mm-hmm. And my final jewel is look up Master Mitchell Gibson.
Ooh, those jewels right there, those are game changers, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Those are game changers. And I got one request. The last time I was on the radio and I gave out my Facebook name, Chris Enlighten, and people were reaching out to me all times of the night. So if you could, please, after 11 o'clock, just wait till the next day.
We're in Eastern time zone.
We're in Eastern time zone, folks, and
we have jobs.
Yeah, we have jobs.
And lives.
You know, when I get to do at 2:30, I'm like, man. So, again, I accept all requests, but my office hours, like Big Man, my office hours are from, man. And that goes for the Divine Queen, too.
Yes, yes, it does. All right, well, I'm not
going to
but yes.
I love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But, man.
So, family, thank you so much for tuning in for another edition to Twin Flame Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're so happy to be here with you. We're so happy to be here with you and to just show this love, spread love, and receive the love as well. And we can't wait to hear back and talk back with you guys next weekend. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we will you many blessings and love.
Hey.